Now, TK, Christmas is coming to Clarendon. Experience the festive season of racing at Hawkesbury Race Club Sunday's Christmas Party Race Day this Sunday. It's racing into Christmas at Hawkesbury. Featuring live music, kids' entertainment, Santa, and great prizes, make Sunday your Christmas party at the races. Catch the train and hop off at Clarendon, or parking is free. Entry only $10, free for ATC members, children, and concession card holders. Details and booking at hawkesburyraceclub.com.au. Now, we're going to talk a little bit more racing this morning with Brad Davidson. Good morning, mate.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Unite and Conquer, very impressive win in the Magic Millions Wyong race yesterday.
Yeah, he was, wasn't he? Straight to the front, he led by a couple of lengths. He got a breather mid-race, and then he was far too strong for him at the finish. So he's moved into $4.50 now for that Magic Millions two-year-old classic on the Gold Coast, the $2 million race come early January. And no doubt he'll have plenty of admirers there. I suppose, you know, still plenty of water to go under the bridge in that respect. And he's still got to run a strong 1,200 on the Gold Coast, and normally that race, they do go pretty hard early. So there's still a couple of questions to be answered, but yeah, very impressive today. He was heavily backed yesterday, and yeah, got the cash there for those that took the shorts.
Oh, I think he was around $1.50 yesterday. He's at $4.50 now for the Magic Millions two-year-old classic. That's Saturday, January 12th. So it creeps up on you pretty quickly, doesn't it? Dubious at $8 at tab.com.au. Mashani Spirit at $11, along with Sun City. They're the key ones in the market, but that can all change pretty dramatically, Brad.
Yeah, it can. We've got the Callaway Girl and the Feeling Ready stakes up in Queensland at Doomben this weekend, so looking forward to that. And yeah, Mashani Spirit, that's the one that's been backed at big odds. I think it was about 15 to 11 or something like that at one point, because I know that Ben Currier, they've got a good opinion of that horse. And yeah, like you said, $4.50 at the moment, that's probably about right. But yeah, there'll be a few that will pop their head out of the woodwork soon, and looking forward to seeing how it all unfolds in yeah, about a month's time now.
And the Villiers is being run on Saturday, and the fields have been released.
Yeah, fields have been released. 14-horse field for the Villiers. The 15th Fierce Impact's been scratched there. He's going to run somewhere else, a couple of other dual acceptors. But, yeah, Skyboy's the favourite after winning his past four there. A pretty good field overall. Minority Hero, second favourite. The early mover has been doubt-defying. Number nine, they put up $11 into $8. I thought $11 was well over the odds, and probably $8. Still a touch of overs there if anyone wants to play early. I think he was, you know, probably faded a touch in the McKinnon last time out, but his two wins prior were good. He likes Randwick, he likes being out of the track, and a nice little freshen up from a good gate. I think he'll run really well.
I think we're going to get the sting out of the track.
Yeah, well, that's what it says, doesn't it? The weather forecast. So I guess it's just how wet it's going to be, but
yeah,
we'll see how much rain we get over the next couple of days.
I can tell you where it's going to rain, Brisbane.
Yeah, I know. I saw the forecast there. Gee whiz.
They're absolutely going to cop it, which is just so you'd be doing some wet weather form. And just for Sydney, you know, there's that rain expected today around 20 mil, 10 mil for tomorrow. And then Saturday looks, yeah, pretty well clear.
Hopefully.
Yeah, exactly.
Hopefully.
Hopefully Saturday will be pretty clear.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember having a look at it yesterday and it was saying 0 to 10. So I think the weather forecast is having a bit each way there and saving themselves, because 0 to 10, well, not telling us too much, is it?
No, place only, eh? What about tips today?
Coffs Harbour, just the one there today at Coffs, race 8, number 7, Impulsive Manoeuvre. I thought he's trailed up pretty well for this. Lightly raced horse, probably worth a gamble each way on that soft track there today. So that's the one for Coffs, and then we'll be focusing on Villiers Day at Randwick on the show tomorrow.
It's a $7 chance, Brad. Race 8, number 7, Impulsive Manoeuvre.
Yeah, look, Matty McGarren sticks after a good recent trial. Obviously, this is tougher than what he's come up with today, but I just think, you know, the Grafton trial recently was good, and the Tari win was good back in August, and Jim Jarvis thought enough of this horse to run him at Rose Hill back in May. He disappointed there, but he's obviously always shown a bit of ability, and I just thought fresh up today, a lightly race. We don't exactly know where he sits, and he's probably only got improved a length or two in that break. And if he has, then he should run well at that $7 mark.
Thanks, Brad.
Cheers, guys.